Listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, yes, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, Copper, keep an eye on the phones. I just texted back and forth with Todd Stacey from Alabama Daily News. They've got a breaking story on that Senate District 27 race. Anyway, Todd may be calling in any moment, okay?
Cool, will do.
All right, thanks. Hey, I got one caller that's holding on the line, though, during the break. Let me grab that real quick. Sparky from Harvest. Hey, Sparky, how you doing today?
Hey, Phil, great show. Enjoyed the last topic. It seems with every ruling that comes out of the Supreme Court this week, and it's just landmark, great, great adherence to the Constitution, great deep consideration to the rule and the very nature of law. And of course the far left and everybody in the government is screaming radical activism after years of trying to put radical underqualified activists on the U.S. Supreme Court. The far left has decided what's going on now. So what's about to drop, and you alluded to it, this West Virginia lawsuit, if this goes in favor of West Virginia, this could be one of the most monumental things I think to happen for the good of the American people and our ability to vote for people who will make things happen instead of unqualified, unelected bureaucrats making law willy-nilly left and right.
I totally agree. I mean, what we're looking at right now is this is how the deep state does stuff. This is why the deep state got the name the deep state, because they are the people who are, you can never get rid of them. Oftentimes they're unionized. Sometimes they have... the ability to sort of burrow themselves in, and they make the regulations. It's almost like they have tenure in a sense, and they just keep going at regulations because they think they know best because they've been there longer. It's amazing.
The environmental regulations, which is nothing but woke green nonsensical climate change policy, right? Designed to kill the fossil fuel industry. It's been going on so long, we've taken it for granted that this is the norm, and it's not the norm, and it's not proper any more than the pinheads inside Obama's government were making up law as they went along with regulations being churned out under the banner of Obamacare. You had people who were not elected deciding what and how our health care was going to be once, quote-unquote, Chief Justice John Roberts rewrote law in order to give them what they wanted. So. Yeah. This could be the most monumental decision if it comes out this week. I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, me too. Hey, Sparky, great call. Thank you much for that. Appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Sir.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll see, folks. I mean, the SCOTUS. I mean, I did that piece the other day. I called it the SCOTUS SMOTUS because they literally have been smiting. And really not us, because we're the ones enjoying this right now. And by the way, ain't it great? Isn't it great to actually sit back and have the Supreme Court issue opinions and you just enjoy them? Like, good Lord. It didn't wind up, you know, hammering the tenets of my core beliefs like in the, you know, the days when we were constantly getting assaulted by things like, you know, Obergefell and same-sex marriage and Obamacare, and just feeling like you couldn't win as a conservative with the Supreme Court. Well, new day. And no, we can't see, we cannot allow for this, these tantrums, this pettiness that we're seeing right now out of even elected officials who are supposed to know better. They're members of freaking Congress. And yet they are sitting up there saying things like, we got to change the makeup of the court. How dare they do their jobs? Okay. How about this? Go balance a budget, please. Maybe pass a budget. Stop doing continuing resolutions. Why don't you actually pass a budget, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Why don't you just do something meaningful, Nancy Pelosi? Besides following just your liberal agenda, go do the meaningful essential services of government, please. But we're not getting there. All right. Listen, if we can get Todd Stacey in here in a few minutes, I gave him the phone number, so hopefully he can get to make sure I gave him the right phone number. Did I give him the right phone number? Yes, I did. 866-494-9866. That is the number. I got it memorized. Say it in my sleep. But But yeah, AL Daily News is reporting right now more on this coin flip situation with Senate District 27. And y'all, by the way, if you wonder why this matters, first of all, Tom Whiteley is not only an incumbent Republican, he is the chair of the Judiciary Committee. Everything that impacts your lives in court, right down to things like can you text and drive, all of that comes through the Senate Judiciary Committee, of which he is the chairman. So the idea that he might get defeated by a one vote, but then it goes back to, oh, maybe just a coin toss, this is big doings. Plus, this is also, you know, I've known Tom a long time, but the guy Jay Hobie that ran against him, you talk about an underdog. Tom Whiteley had every association in Montgomery piling money on top of him. He spent 10 times what Hobie did. Hobie spent roughly $100,000 to run against Tom Whiteley, who spent $1.1 million. That is big doings. We'll see if we can sort of pick Todd Stacey's brain if he gets a chance to call in and take that call when it does and sort of break down, because what they're saying right now is John Merrill, he may be saying that ballot shouldn't have been counted, that she was ineligible. I don't know where this is going to go, but I was trying to look up the law and I was not in a position to really give it a good study during a commercial break. You know, as an attorney, you have to go quickly sometimes in court to make sure you've got the right statute or the right case, but you sometimes need a little more time. And I have not been able to find yet what happens if there's a disagreement about the way this has been handled by the state Republican Party. I assume there's a right of appeal. But I cannot help but think, though, the right of appeal may have already passed based on some of the timing that I'm seeing of other things. So if Hovey has not already appealed it, of course, now, as of today, the day after the hearing, he's got new evidence. Which you have to also look at it and go, where was Aaliyah? Were they sleeping during all this? I mean, my gosh. And I just had David from Huntsville just texted me. He said, how many Dems voted for Whiteley's opponent? We don't know how many voted for their opponent. We do know that 622 Democrats who voted for Biden in the presidential election in 2020 came over to the Republican primary. So I assume quite a few. And what we've seen, David, to answer your question, what we've seen is that there are a lot of Democrats crowing on their social media pages about trying to take out Tom Whiteley. Some say they're mad because back in the day, Whiteley was a Democrat and they're mad he left their party. Others are saying they just don't like his policies because he's a Republican now, so they decided to take him out and see if they could have better luck with Hovey. But whatever the case may be, we did have a lot of crossover voting, quite a few of which are saying they voted against Tom Whiteley. More to come on that. All right, Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. We'll see if we can get Todd Stacey in here during the commercial. We'll do that and come back. And then I still got one more section of the Triple Dipper to get to, if I can, Biden's border. Phone lines open, 866-494-9866. Love to hear from you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.